It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. This week, the Michigan House could vote to expand the Education Achievement Authority, or EAA. Supporters of the EAA say the district is showing student improvement. Critics say the district is failing students and schools. Joining us now is Democratic Representative Ellen Kogan Lipton. Representative, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're sponsoring House Bill 5268 as an alternative to the EAA. Why do you think the EAA isn't working?
Well, I think that the information that we've been getting from the EAA itself through FOIA requests and from speaking with students and teachers within the EAA is that the EAA is doing a terrible job. Chaotic finances, high teacher turnover. We've learned that the testing conditions were extremely chaotic, and really just hearing from the teachers themselves that students, particularly those with special needs, are not getting the attention that they deserve.
So, Representative, specifically, what would your bill do that you think the EAA doesn't?
Well, first and foremost, the EAA creates a separate statewide school district, a state takeover district, if you will. What my bill would do is it would create an early intervention system governed by the Michigan Department of Education, and it would go in and conduct educational audits of districts on a given set of criteria that would look at all of the reasons that a district may be struggling, whether it is finances, whether it's the issue of leadership, governance, all of these factors. And once that audit is done through the Department of Education, in conjunction with the local ISDs, then that the audit findings would be published to the community, which would then have a period of time to present a plan to address the findings of the audit. So it is a community and locally based solution and set in accordance with fairly responsive timelines so that the state is monitoring the progress without coming in and saying, okay, well, we're just going to take you over.
As we know, the Michigan legislature has a Republican majority in both the House and Senate. So getting your bill passed would require bipartisan support. Do you have that support?
I do, yes. I have been working very hard because one of the things we have found is that the bill that would not only expand the EAA but create a separate statewide school district. I mean, keep in mind that is what the EAA bill would do. People have to be very clear that this is a separate district that would operate on its own authority. That has never been done before. So there is this, and it would operate outside of the elected State Board of Education. And so that concept has caused a number of legislators to have a lot of concerns, really. And I think in large part, what we're seeing is a hesitancy to pass such a bill, and that has given me the opportunity to tell people that there is another way, because I don't think it's responsible to just say no to something and then sort of wash your hands of it and say, well, you know, it's not my problem. I mean, schools that are in crisis are all of our problems, right? And so the idea here is to give people the comfort that there is another model that we can use, and it doesn't have to be a state takeover district.
Ellen Kogan Lipton is a Democrat representing Michigan's 27th House District, which includes the cities of Ferndale, Oak Park, and Royal Oak Township in Oakland County. Representative, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.